This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And we're back. It's Enterprise Biz Bytes. We're asking you a question. Have you been using any e-wallet services, whether it's Grab, Fave, WeChat, all the bunch of them, Touch and Go and all that? We've got a response on Instagram, Azmil Shukri. He said that, yes, he has been using, but there's not enough widespread at the moment because not all merchants use the same provider. So he has to resort to using different kind of platforms, which I kind of agree. That's, again, one of the things why I'm not sort of, you know, using any one of them. I just signed up for all of them, but never really used
it. It's
not as widespread yet. Do we have anything on Twitter, Christine?
Yeah, we've got a couple of things on Twitter. We've got this from at Yames. okay. Y-A-I-M-E-S-S-S, who says, tried the wallet, got a 3.88 ringgit money packet. I'm using Boost and so far so good.
Oh.
But we have another interesting point from at John Knows with a Z, who says, it is interesting to see if the emergence of e-wallets might mean the death of money changers as well. I think it's a good point. Probably.
Good point, yeah, probably. Well, I know there are a few digital remittance services already now. Like you can, you know, exchange money with a fellow traveler who's, you know, came back from a trip and you've got spare change around.
The death of traditional money changers.
Could be,
you know. But then again, they may just evolve into something. That's because travel agents, right? Everyone thought agents was going to, you know, die when the whole, you know, you could book your flight on, you know, on the web and stuff. But travel agents still exist and they're still very important, especially in the corporate world.
Yeah, sure.
This morning was really hard to wake up, but apparently Monday blues can be good for you. Really?
In general, apparently just negative emotions and sadness can actually be super good for you, apparently.
Okay.
So recent research suggests that experiencing not so happy feelings can actually promote psychological well-being.
Hmm.
There was a study published in the journal Emotion in 2016, and it took 365 participants aged 14 to 88. For 3 weeks, they were handed a smartphone that put them through 6 daily quizzes on their emotional health, and the researchers checked in on their feelings as well as how they perceive their physical health in a given moment. The team found that the link between your negative mental state and poor emotional and physical health was weaker in individuals who consider negative moods as useful. So negative moods correlated with low life satisfaction only in people who did not perceive adverse feelings as helpful or pleasant. If you think bad feelings do bad things to you, they will, is basically the idea.
Ah, right.
But if you accept that bad feelings are just a part of life, you will actually benefit from them. So, from Sophie Lazarus, she's a psychologist at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center. We often send messages that we shouldn't feel negative emotions. So people are highly conditioned to want to change or get rid of their emotions, which leads to suppression, rumination, and or avoidance.
See. So they're allowed to vent.
And not so quite vent exactly, but just to recognize that if you feel sad, that isn't something wrong with you.
Right.
Or you feel negative emotion, that isn't something wrong with you. And apparently the problem is also partially cultural, because a person living in a Western country, for example, is 4 to 10 times more likely to experience clinical depression or anxiety in a lifetime than an individual living in an Eastern culture, because in places like China and Japan, negative and positive emotions are considered an essential part of life, both of them. The whole yin-yang thing.
Yeah, yin-yang. Yeah.
There isn't a constant pressure to be joyful like there is in Western or Westernized society. So, basically, I mean, there's a whole thing. There were so many other experiments that were in this article. It's fascinating. It's on a Fast Company. But the idea is basically that when people find themselves in a context where happiness is highly valued, it sets up a sense of pressure that they should feel that way. Then when they experience failure, sadness, depression, they ruminate about why they are not feeling the way they think they should be feeling. And so it turns out, people who think that society expects them to always be cheerful and never sad experience negative emotional states of stress, anxiety, depression, and sadness more often. The point is that we shouldn't try to be sadder in life, but the point is that when we try and avoid sadness or the blues or whatever, when we see that as a problem and strive for endless happiness, we're not very happy and therefore cannot enjoy the benefits of true happiness.
So don't sweep it under the carpet.
Right? And I think you're right. You know, I think more so the Western culture, you know, you only live once, you know, do what makes you happy. Mm. It's very dangerous. These statements are very dangerous when it seems like happy is the only allowed emotion, right? So all emotions are equal, whether you're angry, whether you're sad, you know. So when we can understand that that's part of life, right, and not fall into, you know, this perfect picture on Instagram and all that. And, you know, oh, yeah. And, you know, I mean, and you're able to, if you're not feeling happy and you're able to express that with somebody or whatever, you know, then that's part of life, right?
Yeah. And the reason why I kind of brought out the Monday blues thing is because, like, a lot of people, when you talk about the Monday blues, like, just like get over it, right? You know, like, you don't have to feel sad about it being a Monday, whatever. But maybe you should. Maybe you should just give in to those feelings, just wallow in bed for a while, like, yep, it's a Monday, and then, like, live your life.
And then you get on with life.
Exactly. You know, so that might be more healthy for you than you think.
I know a lot of people who've actually taken, like, you know, when they've gone through, like, a really sad time of their life, and then they actually use that as a learning curve to actually go on and do better things.
That's the thing as well. Adversity tends to teach us stuff as well. So if you feel sad because of a problem that is bugging you, you will learn from that eventually. And so you can't, you know, go very far in life constantly being happy. It's not realistic.
Oh, all right. Anyways, have you been using the e-wallet service? Has it made you happier? let us know, because we are asking you about the e-wallet payments or the e-wallet services and platforms here in Malaysia. The battle is heating up because there are so many players in the space. Some have resorted to giving free money or buggy free money to you to get you on their platforms. You can get in touch with us. It's WhatsApp 018-789-8899 or Instagram or on Twitter. You know what makes me happy on, if like for Monday Blues, getting rid of it? Coffee and TV. This is by Blur, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.